It's primary election day in six states today, and perhaps the most watched state is Michigan, which has 125 delegates at stake. A win in this battleground state, which helped Donald Trump win the presidency 4 years ago, could be pivotal for both Democratic frontrunners Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Abigail Sinsky of WKAR reports.
In 2016, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won Michigan's primary in a huge upset against Hillary Clinton. The weekend ahead of the Democratic primary that year, polls reported Clinton had a 25-point lead over Sanders before he won with a narrow victory. This past Sunday, at a rally with more than 7,000 people in Grand Rapids, he pleaded for their votes so he could pull off another upset.
2016, I won the state. And on Tuesday, if we stick together, if we bring our friends out to vote, we're going to win it again.
Sanders spent the weekend in Michigan, canceling rallies in Mississippi and Missouri to drum up enthusiasm in the state. But winning Michigan may prove to be more difficult this time around. According to the most recent poll from the Detroit Free Press, former Vice President Joe Biden has a 24-point lead over Sanders going into Tuesday. In the line outside of the Grand Rapids rally, Mike Farrell says he was initially an Amy Klobuchar supporter, but now he's trying to decide who he'll vote for on Tuesday.
I really like what Bernie has to say, but I'm a little worried about voter turnout for him. And I think the biggest priority at this point is getting Donald Trump out of the office. So.
Further down in line, Brandon Gregory says he'll be supporting Sanders for the second time. He's not worried about electability.
I feel like there's a big wave of people that are against him, and that's unfortunate. But I feel like if you listen to what he has to say, so many more people align with what he says compared to what other candidates in the race say, like Joe Biden, for instance.
Emily Carbonell Ferguson is one of those voters. She's wearing an Elizabeth Warren shirt. Warren was her first choice, but now she's going to vote for Sanders. She says she knows a lot of Warren supporters who haven't decided who they'll support now.
Honestly, if the debate were before the Michigan primary, I think that Biden would have a lot more to prove because I don't think he'll perform as well. But because there isn't that opportunity for like a big public speaking opportunity, like you can't compare.
A Sanders victory in Michigan depends on high youth turnout and steady turnout of white working class voters. A Biden victory depends on suburban, white working class, and black voter turnout. Matt Grossman, a political scientist at Michigan State University, says a path to a Michigan win will be difficult for Sanders.
If it's the case that Biden just has more indigenous support in rural areas and with white working class voters than Hillary Clinton did, which certainly is possible, then I think it'll be hard for Sanders. And then it shows that some of Sanders' support last time was really kind of an anti-Clinton vote rather than a pro-Sanders vote.
Across town in Grand Rapids, recently ousted candidate Amy Klobuchar is stumping for Joe Biden at a brewery in front of a crowd of about 250 people.
So we can have our own Super Tuesday in Michigan, just because it's just such a super big state. And we are going to do this, and we're going to do it. So I'm asking you, join me in supporting Joe Biden. We're going to win this.
After Klobuchar finishes rallying the crowd, Carl Kelly says he would vote for either Democratic candidate.
I think he just has a better chance of beating Trump. It's not that I like Biden any more than I like Sanders, but I just think he has a better chance of winning the election.
Outside, waiting in line, Colleen Burns agrees with Kelly.
There's a lot of people that that I know, too, that actually are Republicans that have been on the fence, and they would not, you know, have crossed the fence for Bernie, but they definitely will for Joe.
Going into today's primary, many Democrats in Michigan agree on only one thing, according to Kelly. They'll support whoever gets the Democratic nomination.
Absolutely. My saying is vote blue no matter who.
For Here and Now, I'm Abigail Sensky.